From KCRW, this is Greater LA. I'm Steve Chiatakis with the show that connects you to the people and places of Southern California. Here's a question you may have on your mind. California is spending a lot of money, tax money from you and me, on homelessness. So why isn't it getting better? Governor Gavin Newsom's fight against homelessness is costing more than $20 billion and counting, with a lot of that going toward local governments. But our taxpayers, again, you and me, are we getting the best bang for the buck? KCRW's Anna Scott covers housing and homelessness. Part of her job is following all that money, and she's done just that with a new investigation. An investigation, by the way, that you can find at kcrw.com, and Anna is here now to talk about it. Hi, Anna.
Hi, Steve.
What is this investigation about? What have you been looking into as far as the money goes?
I've been looking into a Los Angeles-based real estate developer called Shangri-La Industries that was a major recipient of Governor Gavin Newsom's Home Key program. So you might remember this. We've talked about it on the show before. This started in 2020, and Home Key was the plan to turn existing buildings, mostly hotels and motels, into permanent housing for homeless people. The idea being that these conversions are cheaper and faster than building new apartments from the ground up. Newsom's put more than $3 billion into Home Key so far. And this developer, Shangri-La Industries, got a lot of that money, more than $114 million for seven projects. The projects are around Southern California and the Central Coast. So they go from Thousand Oaks up to Salinas, and there are a couple in San Bernardino County. And this year, it became clear that Shangri-La was going into major financial distress on multiple projects. I wanted to find out what happened because most of these projects are not even fully renovated yet. So where did all that money go?
All right. Do you have an example for us?
Sure. One of Shangri-La's projects is a motel conversion in Thousand Oaks, so just north of Los Angeles County. And if you look at what happened there, it reflects a pattern that you can see with all their Home Key projects. They got a bunch of money through the program directly from the state. In this case, in Thousand Oaks, it was about $26 million, which city officials in Thousand Oaks say was supposed to cover buying this motel, renovating it, and then even some operating costs once it was open and had tenants living in it. But instead of doing all that with the Home Key money, the developer went out and took two private loans out on the property for more than $10 million, missed payments on those loans, and the lender then started foreclosure proceedings. The building right now, it's not finished. It's empty. At this point, between the loans and the Home Key award, almost $40 million has gone into this. And the future now is uncertain for this property and who is going to have ownership over it. And you see this over and over with this company's projects. An award, then a private loan, then missed payments. And then all of this has escalated into legal battles. And in two cases, their buildings in Redlands and in Salinas have been put under the management of a court-appointed receiver now, who's going to have to be sorting out the finances and debts and coming up with a plan to sell these properties potentially or just ensure their future somehow.
So how does the company, this company Shangri-La, explain all of this? We get the award money and then we take out, private loans and blah, blah, blah.
I talked to Andy Myers, who's the owner and CEO of Shangri-La Industries, and he says that they ran into problems mostly beyond his control. Rising interest rates, supply chain problems, cost overages. He also blames state officials who have been overseeing Home Key for moving slowly on certain contracts that he says have cost his company millions of dollars in property taxes that they didn't expect to pay. And he says he's working on still refinancing these deals. He's trying to figure out a solution so that Shangri-La can still finish all of its projects.
I believe that I'm working on a global solution where we could kind of regain control of everything.
Now, as I've said, they've already lost control of two out of seven properties. And the State Department of Housing and Community Development, which oversees Home Key, says that Shangri-La violated the rules of the program by taking out these private loans against these projects. And it's conducting an investigation and didn't want to comment any further.
So this is a big mess. Does Shangri-La have a track record in affordable housing? What's their past?
They do have a track record, but my reporting finds it's a checkered track record. And if the state had done more research, maybe they wouldn't have given them $114 million in Home Key funds. Now, I'll back up here for a moment to say that Shangri-La is not working alone on these projects. They're partnered with a well-known Santa Monica-based homeless services nonprofit called Step Up on Second. And they really pitched themselves to state officials as a dream team. Shangri-La was the financial powerhouse, as they themselves put it in application documents. Well, Step Up is this organization that has been around a long time providing permanent supportive housing. I spoke with the president and CEO of that organization, Todd Lipka, and he said he had no idea about Shangri-La's financial situation until this fall.
Surprised and shocked and very dismayed. The possibility that people may not get housed is crushing.
So on paper, these organizations looked like a really strong duo. And they're also politically connected. They have close ties to Governor Newsom. For example, there's a man named Phil Mangano who served as an advisor to Newsom on homelessness and has also worked with Shangri-La and Step Up and even helped put together at least one of their home key deals. So impressive credentials, yes. But 3 years ago, KCRW reported on a very troubled project by the same partnership here in Los Angeles that was funded through Proposition HHH, if you remember that, the city bond measure. And in my reporting, I also found a lawsuit filed in 2022 by Wells Fargo Bank against the head of Shangri-La, Andy Myers, and the CFO of Shangri-La, Cody Holmes, alleging fraud, alleging that they used business accounts for personal expenses and deposited $3 million in what the bank called bogus checks. That case was settled privately. But whether or not the state saw that history, they went on to hand them a huge chunk of home key money.
That's that $114 million. So does anyone know where that money, $114 million, went?
Well, Myers pointed to the budget overruns and the delays at the state level that he says are responsible for eating up a lot of that money. But court documents paint a much more damning picture. One lender who is suing Shangri-La accuses them of running a, quote, real estate Ponzi scheme, meaning that they receive money for specific projects, but then instead of dedicating it to those projects, they spread it around, used it to bail out failing ventures, and essentially ran a financial shell game, which Myers denies, but the case is going through court.
What does all this mean, Anna, for the hundreds of unhoused people? I mean, that's what we're talking about here, the hundreds upon hundreds of unhoused people who were supposed to get apartments from Shangri-La's home key projects. They're supposed to be housed, and they're not.
Yeah, you could say there are a few layers of victims here. And first off, there are the people who are supposed to be housed in these projects. In some cases, they're on the street. In King City, in Monterey County, there's a home key project there that Shangri-La had that was supposed to house about 40 specific people who'd been camped by a river there. Right now, they don't have that option, so the city is paying out of pocket to put those people up in a motel instead. And then there are people who are living in the few Shangri-La buildings that have opened. I visited one of those projects in Redlands and talked to a resident who had been on the street for 8 years before moving in there. And he said that having a roof over his head is huge for his well-being and his mental health. His name is Mike Cutler.
When you've been homeless 8 years in your own town and being looked at by people that you feel like you can't even look at them anymore, now I'm to the point I stuck out the rough part. I got to find the people in here that really care.
And he feels like he has found people who really care. While at the same time, the building he lives in is now in the hands of a court-appointed receiver. And to be clear, nobody is talking about kicking people like Mike Cutler out on the street. There's another property in Salinas with about a dozen tenants that's also in receivership. And I even talked to the lawyer for the lender there who's suing and who had asked for the receiver. And he said that lender is committed to working with the city to try to finish this project as it was intended. But that brings us to the second victim here, which is taxpayers. If cities, counties, the state find a way to finish these projects, that could cost even more in public funds. You heard about King City paying to put people up in a motel, and already $114 million in state money has gone into these projects. And then finally, there are lenders and banks who say that they got stiffed in these deals for millions of dollars, and in some cases, they may just have to eat that loss.
So let's circle back, Anna, to that $20 billion I mentioned at the top that Governor Newsom is putting into solving homelessness. Is Shangri-La this one-off unique case, or are there a lot of situations like this going on with Home Key and with other programs, too, where we're having to follow the money and it's just not all adding up?
Well, there are some legislators in California who are asking that exact same question. One that I spoke to is Senator Dave Cortese from San Jose, and he and some other state lawmakers earlier this year asked for an audit of state homelessness spending. Now, that was before this scandal involving Shangri-La made the news, but he said that that ask came from a general concern about whether all these billions of dollars are being put to their best use. And he expects that the forthcoming audit will shed some light on exactly what you asked, whether the situation with Shangri-La is an isolated case or if it's reflective of bigger patterns of waste.
KCRW's Anna Scott on the Housing Beat for us today. Read the full story, by the way, which was produced with the California Newsroom at our website, kcrw.com. Anna, thanks for coming on. Thanks for your work on this.
Thank you.